Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Ron Connect. He's the Nevada State Controller. Plus, Eric Herzig is our pundit today. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you. Safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators. From the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Ron Connect. He's the Nevada State Controller, former member of the Board of Regents. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to be back, Sam. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're a money guy, so let's talk about what's going on with the legislature. And by the time this airs, we're taping this Thursday morning to air next week on Monday. $750 million going from the state towards football stadium in southern Nevada. And one of the things that really hasn't been discussed a lot, except by Bob Beers for the most part, is that you're going to end up with, in addition to that, $1 billion worth of interest over time. Why do you think that that's not being discussed?
I don't know. Well, the main reason why, of course, is that there's a fast freight coming down the tracks, and that wouldn't help the progress of that freight. So the people pushing this have no interest in, pardon the pun, in discussing that. Bob talks about that, and some of the libertarian folks talked to me about it yesterday, and I said, you can really make too big a deal of interest. Interest is the price you pay for being able to pay later instead of today. And we can go into all kinds of economic theory, but what you really want to look at is the basic nut, which now is supposed to be $1.9 billion.
Right.
I believe that's the most expensive stadium in the U.S.
Okay, but portions of that are being paid by others. Sheldon Adelson, the NFL, the Raiders would all be chipping in. So the state's actual portion through that room tax revenue would be $750 million.
But you have stadiums in Minnesota and elsewhere that were built for under $1 billion, so that's a big part of it. And it, you know, it's important and it's good that it be paid for by the NFL, by Mr. Adelson, who's a fine gentleman, someone I respect. I gave him the Distinguished Nevadan Award when I was a regent. That's all well and good. The problem is that $750 million There's a real question as to whether the public should be involved in this kind of enterprise at all. And I think in general, not. But Mr. Mitchell, Tom Mitchell, a great guy who used...
Former editor of the Review Journal.
That's right. He writes a weekly column online these days, and he pointed out something recently that's really important here. And that's that this went from being 1.1, 1.3, now 1.9 billion. And if it's actually being overestimated, which would be very unusual for this kind of project, but if it actually comes in less, the taxpayers don't get any of that savings.
But Mr. Adelson would.
Yes.
And his family.
Yes.
The other portion of this that that I find interesting is that the convention center expansion was touted over the last several years as a $1.2 billion project. But there's only $400 million in this package for that. Where does the other $800 million come? And where would you think that would come down the road?
This is one of the... many uncertainties and unanswered questions that attend this project, and I wish I knew. Of course, what you fear under those circumstances is it will come from the taxpayers' pockets. So you get the camel's nose under the tent and two massive humps follow. That's a real worry.
Right.
Let me change the subject.
Can I add one thing?
Sure.
Okay.
Professor Roger Noll from Stanford,
yes,
who is the leading expert on the subject of stadiums and similar projects and public participation, says in general they never actually pan out to deliver the benefit that they're supposed to and justify the cost. And I believe he's commented on this one that it's an unusually bad deal.
You know, Ron, you're a former regent, and according to the Las Vegas Sun, Steve Hill's testimony at the legislature, if UNLV wanted to use this stadium, it would cost, you know, to play football games, it would cost them $250,000, $250,000 to use it, and they project if they used it for six games in a season, it would cost the university $1.6 million. It seems like, you know, couldn't they give a UNLV a break on this?
I would hope so, but there again, we've been handed a fait accompli, and the legislature is being asked to say yes and not ask too many questions.
Do you think this is just being pushed through, that this whole special session is really, Ron, a charade? And this is a Sheldon Adelson project, and it's going to get through?
I don't think it's a charade. I would say this. Again, I have the greatest respect for Mr. Adelson. As I told you, I gave him and Mrs. Adelson the Distinguished Nevadan Award. He's done a great job creating hundreds of thousands of jobs in Nevada and things like that. I do think this is a special interest deal that benefits him and a few other people.
Okay, well, let's be fair about this.
Yes.
You know, Jan Jones was on this program several months ago, and she was not particularly, representing Caesars, enthusiastic about the stadium project until I brought up the possibility of the Raiders. And then her attitude changed, and she was much more positive. So it seems like there's a compromise here. Mr. Adelson has a long history of fighting the convention authority, feeling that they are anti-competitive because they charge lower rates than he does for his convention center. On the other hand, MGM does not complain about the convention center. And this is a compromise between Mr. Adelson and the rest of the gamers, where not only do they get to have a stadium that they feel will be a benefit not just for football but for other events throughout the year, and it will also allow the convention center expansion to move forward. Isn't that really the grand compromise here?
It is, but you hit the point. This is a compromise between Mr. Adelson and the other gamers who stood up, pardon the phrase, gamely to support it. The problem is that they're basically placing the residual risk upon the taxpayers and the people of Nevada, and it's not much of a compromise there. As I said, Professor Noel says these generally don't work out, and this one's least likely to. And in the end, it's the public that will bear the residual risk and the residual costs, and I think they'll be huge and they won't be justified.
All right, let's take a break. More with Ron Connect when we come back.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
I spent many years as a nuclear missile launch officer. If the president gave the order, we had to launch the missiles. That would be it. I prayed that call would never come. Self-control may be all that keeps these missiles from firing.
Bomb the shit out of them.
I want to be unpredictable.
I love war.
The thought of Donald Trump with nuclear weapons scares me to death. It should scare everyone.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Ron Connect, the Nevada State Controller.
Ron, I want to talk to you a bit about Republican politics. This last week...
Do you have to?
Well, that's why we invited you. Last week, Representative Joe Heck, who's in a tight race, U.S. Senate race with Catherine Cortez Masto, backed off and said he would not support Donald Trump after Trump's, you know, salacious comments on the Access Hollywood feed. And following suit was Crescent Hardy. But up north, Mark Amaday, the representative from CD2, stays with Trump. And he's, of course, he's facing re-election. In the long run, who did the right move here and who did the wrong move?
Well, I think they each have to make their own judgment. And Ray and Sam, as you know, I have the greatest respect for Joe Heck, for Mark Amaday and Crescent Hardy, and I enthusiastically support all of them. By the way, we have some other great candidates like Mike Pence. But let me tell you a story about my endorsement in Nevada in this presidential cycle and why some people might not want it. The first three candidates that I endorsed in this primary were the first three out, Governors Walker, Perry, and Jindal. Anyway, the essence of this is I went through everybody, and every time I'd say nice things or do something for somebody, they fell out of the mix. So it got to the point where I was the kiss of death. Maybe you don't want my endorsement. In fact, by the end of the primary season, the Republicans were saying, could you please endorse Bernie and Hillary?
But, Ron, what about the political move here by Heck, Amaday, and Crescent Hardy?
Like I said, Ray, first of all, let me agree with you wholeheartedly and be very clear about this. Mr. Trump's remarks in 2005 were disgusting and despicable, unacceptable. As Dr. Carson pointed out, Is this kind of stuff unknown? Absolutely not. We've all heard it, but that doesn't make it acceptable. I think, as I said, each Republican has to make a choice. Do I stick with them or not? For Dr. Heck, for Mr. Hardy, this kind of finally went over the line, and they said, we're withdrawing our endorsement. Mark Amaday had said before the primary what I said, that I will support the party nominee. Mark was asked to be Mr. Trump's campaign lead person in the state. And for Mark, he did the right thing. This is the kind of thing that has split the Republicans, and it's been a terrible burden.
How is that going to heal up after the election? Because people are still going to be angry with each other.
Absolutely true. And, you know, I focus on what I can, I hope to affect here in Nevada. I don't get too involved. I went to the national convention, but I don't get too involved with that stuff. But I'm focused on exactly that question. And believe me, if I had the answer, I wouldn't conceal it. I'd pull it right out of my vest pocket and I'd tell you, it's a real challenge that we're facing after November 8th, however the election comes out, because this is, if Mr. Trump wins, we'll still be terribly split.
Okay, but to Ray's point, Mark Amaday, like Dina Titus, is in a relatively safe district.
Right.
And so seeing the backlash against candidates on the Republican side who have withdrawn from Trump, they're receiving a lot of backlash from the Trump supporters, and that's part of the problem for Joe Heck. It hasn't manifested itself so strongly yet, as far as I've read, for President Hardy, but he's got a tough enough battle as it is.
Right.
But I think that that's the interesting part there, is that the Amaday, for his base, is doing the right thing. But if he runs 2 years from now in a statewide race, this may come back to haunt him.
You're right on every point. I couldn't agree more.
Well, we were trying
That's
to get
very
you
scary.
To say it.
So I said, you're right. This is a tough choice that every Republican and every Republican candidate has to make. And you have to decide what's important. And for Dr. Heck and Mr. Hardy, they're both in very close races, especially Crescent. And this will redound to their disbenefit at the level of the Trump people are, many of them, going to think twice about voting for those two. I've heard that. Mark Amaday is in, pardon the phrase, a safe district.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Ron Connect, always a pleasure to see you, sir.
Great.
Thank you.
Great to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
You are welcome, sir. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
2 years ago, I had brain surgery. With my old insurance, I was covered. With Obamacare, my plan disappeared. Costs have gone up, coverage has gone down. Obamacare has made a mess of our healthcare system. Donald Trump didn't create this problem, but his plan makes things better.
Donald Trump's plan, repeal and replace Obamacare with patient-centered health care that promotes choice, quality, and affordability.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Eric Herzig. He heads up the political science department at UNR and recently quoted in the New York Times, so you know he's a good source. Pleased to have you back on the program. It's interesting, we're taping this on Thursday to air Monday, the New York Times is now dredging up women who are coming forward and saying all kinds of things about Donald Trump and groping situations. It seemed to me that it was kind of weird that, you know, some of these stories were 30 years old. And how difficult was it for the New York Times to verify that these stories were true? It seemed like, from reading them, that they were going to family members and friends and relatives who these people had talked to about that situation 30 years ago. Is that an appropriate level of verification for the New York Times?
Hard to say. I mean, it's what you're seeing now is this media frenzy, and Trump is not handling it very well because Trump just keeps talking about these items, talks about Bill Clinton's peccadilloes, you name it. It's like, you got to get past this story. You got to get past just talking about sex, lies, and videotapes, so to speak.
Okay, and but it's not possible, is it?
I don't know if it is now. I mean, when the Access Hollywood thing broke, it was something of a tipping point. I had several people ask me, it's like, you know, why is this one so bad given what he said about other people? And I said, well, a couple of things. People are paying attention now. This is classic political sciences, you know, the traditional after Labor Day, people start paying attention. All of a sudden, this hits, and they're like, wow. And for people who watch it, all of us, we're not normal voters in a sense. It's like, well, you mean this guy? Yeah, this guy's been talking like this off and on, but now they pay attention. It just exploded on Trump for whatever reason. And then his handling was not good. And it's just like after the first debate where the comments about the Miss Universe, it was like, shut up and move on. I mean, as you tell politicians, you don't want the story to last more than a day. This is a one bad day. You don't want it to be one bad week. And he's had now two bad weeks.
Well, you know, I want to point out that it's not only the New York Times, but the Palm Beach Post published a story, a woman that was groped by Trump, and then People Magazine has a first-person account of a woman who says she was pushed up on the wall by Trump. And well, I don't want to go into it. You can read People Magazine, but the dam is broken on this. And you know, this seems like it's come down to a race as who is the bigger cad. It's either Donald Trump or Bill Clinton, and people will say, well, Bill Clinton's not running for president. Yes, he's not, but his wife is, and they think that his actions were enabled by Hillary Clinton, and that's how they tie it together. And this is America, and this is how we elect our president.
Well, there's a problem with that narrative, though, that, oh, look at Bill Clinton, he was just as bad.
I realize
and
that,
you're
but
you're kind
look
of sitting
their...
there going, wow, that's kind of a weird, see, I'm bad, but so is he. But the other is, what happened when Bill Clinton's affair kind of broke and you got the firestorm? The Republicans impeached him and said he was unfit to be president. So if he was unfit and you wanted to impeach him, then how can you defend Donald Trump? And it gets better. I mean, Newt Gingrich, who has gotten real quiet on this issue, he's the one, while having an affair, led the impeachment vote. And Ken Starr, who, let's see, last we heard of him, he was fired from being the chancellor at Baylor because he covered up rape cases, is the one who uncovered this. I mean, this election just keeps going on a sleaze slide that I've never seen. And to kind of try to get out of it by saying, well, he was dirty too, I don't really see that as a way to uplift the voters.
But that's the Trump, it's a scorched earth policy.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's starting to hurt him in that, again, people are paying attention. He's also running against only one other person now. When he was up on a stage with 16 people, and if there was something he didn't want to answer, it's like the kid in the back of the class. You should just hide in the back row. Now he can't. He had to sustain a debate for 90 minutes. The last half hour was just bizarre in that first debate.
Do you think he's unprepared for the debates?
He proudly said he wasn't prepared for the first debate, and it showed. And then on the second one, he was a little better prepared, but then he did some damage control of, I figured he would do what he did. He just came out swinging. I mean, he's got nothing to lose now. And this is the strategy he has adopted. I don't think that's going to work because people are just going to watch this continue to ravel down. And if Hillary Clinton's smart, she just stops talking.
What's this do to the Republican Party? Because these factions, Trump, the others, are still going to be split. Absolutely. After November 8th.
This has been a long time coming in the Republican Party. Fissures that were always below the surface and every once in a while bubble up. Oh, now they've just been ripped apart. And how the Republican Party deals with this, if Trump goes down, his supporters, one, they'll blame, round up the usual suspects, liberal media, the establishment. They'll even say this was all lies. I mean, I watched this one. There were these women Trump supporters from Texas who said that wasn't Donald Trump on the Access Hollywood tape. And I was like, wow, they've already passed number two in Texas.
And that's where we have to leave it. Harry Kurzig, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. We'll be watching. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How tall are you?
How do we measure greatness in America? The height of our skyscrapers? 37. The size of our bank accounts?
Right here.
No, it's measured by what we do for our children, the values we pass on. I've spent my life fighting for kids and families, and it'll be my mission to build a country where our children can rise as high as their dreams and hard work take them. That means good schools for every child in every zip code, college that leads to opportunities, not debt, and an economy where every young American can find a job that lets them start a family of their own. We face big challenges, but we can solve them the same way families do, working together, respecting one another, and never giving up. I want our success to be measured by theirs. I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Not all emergency roadside services are the same. Most just cover a specific car. But when a car breaks down, it's you who's left on the side of the road. This AAA card covers me, no matter whose car I'm in, even if I'm a passenger. For just $56 a year, skilled technicians are just a call or click away. Whether I need a tow, run out of gas, get a flat tire, need a jump start, or even a new battery, AAA is there for me. Heck, they'll even unlock my car if I lock my keys in it. Plus, I get discounts on other things, like shopping, hotels, restaurants, car repairs, and more. AAA members can easily save enough on discounts to pay for membership that's only $56 a year. $56 a year. That's a small price to have one of America's most trusted companies there for you 24/7. No matter whose car you're in, call now and get the AAA card.
Get this roadside flashlight free. Visit AAA.com/for you or call AAA now at 1-844-356-8237.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge at iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.